Today's shiur in the Deir Shur Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, Simin Shin Tes Zayin, and we've been discussing various laws of trapping on Shabbos. And we begin at the very top line with Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, a parish, this is a certain type of insect, a flea, Hanikra Bargus, the Loshan Arab. In Arabic, it's known by the term Bargus. We translate it as a flea. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis has a Tosos discussion over there, where there are two types of fleas, the parush and the kina. And as we'll see, the Mishnah Brura holds that the parush over here is the black jumping one, and the kina is a white, more stationary one. And we'll see in today's share and tomorrow's share, there are a difference between the parush, the flea, and this other type of louse, this kina, which we'll learn in tomorrow's share. So for now, we're talking just about the parush, this type of a black jumping flea, as we'll see, known as bargus. Also, Lutsudo, it is forbidden to trap this insect, to capture this insect on Shabbos, unless, Elam Kenhu, Al Basaro, unless it's on your flesh itself, Vokso, and it's biting you. However, in any event, also Lahargo, but you're never allowed to go and kill this type of a flea. Now, there's a lot to explain over here and a lot of interesting discussion in terms of insects on Shabbos, so let's begin. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed Hei explains that this bargus, this Arabic term for this flea, is hainu hashchora hakufetzes. As I mentioned, there is a white and a black type. The white type is more stationary. The black type jumps about. And the Mishnah Brura holds like the Shita and Tosos that says that the parush is the black one. Sif Katan Lamed Vav, also Litzudo, it's forbidden to trap this insect on Shabbos. Even though Avtu, Dover, Sheino, Bimino, Nitzot, even though it's not normally a type of insect that people benefit from having it, so it's not a type of insect that's normally trapped on Shabbos for its purpose, for itself, nevertheless, Al-Koponim, also with the Rabbanim, there is a rabbinical prohibition to trap it over here, as we've already explained in earlier Shurim in this Simon in Sif Gimel. The Itzterich Lashminan, and the Chiddush over here, the Mishnah Brura tells us, is Lafuke, to exclude the thought, Midas, Ezim, and Haposkim, from another of the Poskim that hold, the Savrei, who hold, the Avzuhi Bechlal Macholas, that this parish is halachically similar to the Kina, to the Machelas, the Laos. Shemutu Litzudo Largos, we'll learn in tomorrow's year, you are permitted to go and capture it, or even to kill it. So therefore, there are those that might have confused the parish in Halacha with the Kina, so therefore, the Mechaber is trying to make this a clear-cut distinction between the two. Now, what happens if it's nighttime and you're not sure? Are you dealing with a flea or are you dealing with a louse? Vimusafek lo balayla imhukina o parish. It's nighttime and it's dark. You can't distinguish. Is it a kina or a parish? So then mutulitsuda, then you are allowed to go and trap it. However, v'osu l'horgi, you're still not allowed to go and kill it because the Sharetzion in Os Samach Aleph tells us that that would be a chashash d'oraisa over here, the haoreg parish chayiv echatas. That's a real issa d'oraisa. Whereas if you trap it and you weren't allowed to, that's only an issa d'rabbanan, and therefore the rabbis were mamachmir on the killing it, which is a d'oraisa potential, and not on the trapping it, which is at worst only a d'rabbanan. Mishnah Brura continues and writes, "Mutala falos habigodim mi paroshim." You're allowed to remove these paroshim from your clothing on Shabbos. B'Shabbos, however, achizor shlo yitlam biyodo. But you should brush it off. You shouldn't exactly take them off with your fingers. Du b'chlal tzidu, because when you take it off with your fingers, that would include trapping it. Rak yapila miyolo. You can brush them off somehow, and that is permitted. Sivkot lam zayin. You are allowed, however, to trap them if they're bothering you by biting you. Elam kinhu v'chule, hainu d'mishum tsaro d'yakitza, because of the pain of the insect biting you, lo gozru rabbanon al isut sida. The rabbis did not forbid you to go and trap it in this situation. Umutsu l'tzudo l'ashlichu, and you'll have to trap it and throw it away, get it off your body. V'zesh kosav okzo, and that's what we mean over here when we said okzo, that it's biting you. And this is brought down in the name of the Morgan Avram, and this is also v'chein kosav agro, the high okzo dafku. It's specifically if it's biting you, if it's sticking its stinger into you. Now, in Dishfut number 67, he brings down a very, very important halachic discussion about catching flies or bothersome insects on Shabbos. So he brings down La'avar al-shari yisud rabbanim m'mokum tzar, to go and prevent yourself from being pained for other yisurim d'rabbanim. So the bir halacha in Simin Shin Chav Ches says, in the name of the Magen Avram, that is forbidden. You can't just say, well, I'm in pain, so I can do away with any yisud d'rabbanim. Now, about flies. Adam hamitzar, if a person is bothered, mizimzum me'ofo shel zvuv, from the buzzing about of these flies, or yitush, or other insects, hamatridim es menurasim, they don't give you peace. You're trying to go to sleep, let's say, you're trying to read, and these flies are buzzing all around you. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down also lo letosim. You're still not allowed to go and capture them. Kidei lezorka machutz, even to get them out of your house. You can't catch them in a cup and bring it outside your house and let it loose over there. Because shelo hutra tzida ele b'nei tzar haguf. The only time that we allowed you over here to go and capture these flies, these parush over here, is if they are bothering you physically, not mentally, so to say. But not if they're just buzzing about. But if they're stinging you, then you're allowed to go and capture them, but not if they're just buzzing about. That's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, there's no difference over here between mental anguish and physical anguish. And you are allowed to capture flies that are bothering you from sleeping, or they're buzzing about and they're just driving you crazy, and take them outside. The issue for number 69 brings down that Lav Davka is a stinger over here. If their feet somehow, when they're walking on you, are piercing you, so Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita also says that that's just like Oktsu. That's the same thing as if they're biting you or stinging you. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah, and he says, V'yesh Mekilin, there are more lenient opinions that say, Gam Shuku Al Chaluko, it doesn't have to literally be Al Basaro, like the Mechaber said, but even if it's just on your clothing, Mibifim, on the inside of your clothing, that you'd be permitted Litlo B'yodo, to take it off with your finger, to trap it, so to say, Ola Shlicho, and to throw it away, Pen Yovo L'Idei Akitza, because it may come to sting you. In Efshalo Lapilo Loretz Belinati Lobiyat, however, everybody agrees that if it is capable of being brushed off without actually having to take it in your finger, the Vade Nochal Lahmir, that certainly is preferable, and you should try to do it in a way that doesn't involve you actually taking it off with your hand, if it's on your clothing. Then the Mechaber brought down that you're not allowed to kill it, even if you're allowed to trap it if it's bothering you in certain ways. And Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Ches, the also lohargo, you're not allowed to kill it. Hatam, the reason is the Mechakino and Bein Parosh Lakinahu. Now we'll get into the details over here why by a fly you're not allowed to kill it, as we'll see by a louse, the Kina in tomorrow's year, you are allowed to kill it. The Kol Melachos de Shabbos, Mi Mishkan Yalfino Lehen. The whole source of all of these halachos of Shabbos is based upon what was done in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, Yalfinon Misas Kol Bali Chayim, the law of not being allowed to kill an animal, that's learned out, L'chiyav, that it's forbidden to do this on Shabbos, Mishchitas Elim Me'odomim, from killing the red rams that they used over there for their hides. Shayub Mishkan Mishul Oroseim, they needed these red hides for various parts of the Mishkan, and they killed these rams with the red hide. And it didn't only require that the animal be killed by shchita, because they weren't eating them. To hadin, the same thing would apply, aydei hakor v'chanika. It's the same halach applies that it's forbidden to go and kill an animal if you do it with a blow, or you do it by choking it, or nechira, or by stabbing it, piercing it. V'chol ki agabda, or any other way that you're going to kill the animal, it's forbidden. We learn this out from the Mishkan. And therefore, any way that you kill an animal, you do an action that could kill the animal, that is forbidden on Shabbos. Now, Yamrinan, what's the difference between the parosh and the kina? So we say, ma elim odomim sheparim v'ravim. So these rams that we talked about as the source of the issue of netilas neshama from the Mishkan. So these rams are creatures that procreate in a fashion with a male and a female. So to any animal, af kol sheparim v'ravim, that we can see procreating in a way like a normal male and female procreate, all those types of creatures are included in this issue of netilas neshama. Therefore, la'afuke, this comes to exclude a kina, a louse, the eno bo mizorcha unakeba, which doesn't come, and I'll use the term, not recognizably from the mating of a male and a female. Ela bo min hazea, it comes from sweat. And therefore, these aren't considered creatures that there's an issue of netilas neshama, and lo chashiva birya, they don't have the status of being a creature. Now, this requires a tremendous amount of explanation, which we'll do in a minute, but let's just finish reading the Mishnah Berurah. Avol parosh, but these fleas, even though they also afapi shigam he ain't a par varava, even though these fleas also are like the kina, they don't reproduce in a normally recognizable way from a male and female. Mikomokom kivon shahava yosom in offer, since they come from the dirt and the ground, yesh bo chius ki ilu nivra mizachor nekeva. They are halachically viewed as if they were regular creatures that came from male and female. V'chayev olev mishum netilas neshama. And therefore, for the parosh, as opposed to the kina, there is an issue of netilas neshama, and that's why you can't kill the parosh, but as we'll see, you're allowed to kill the kina. V'afilum ha-parosh oktso, osul hargo. And even if the parosh, the flea, is stabbing you, it's stinging you with its stinger, so nevertheless, you're not allowed to kill it. You're allowed to remove it, you're allowed to trap it and throw it away, but you're not allowed to kill it. Now, obviously, we don't have the same understanding of biology as they seem to have over here in the Gemara, times of the Gemara, where they seem to think that the flea and the kina, the louse, did not reproduce in a way from eggs, but somehow were reproducing in an asexual fashion. Now, we know, of course, medically, scientifically, that this is not correct. So how do we understand this? So the issue foot number 72 brings down, af bizmanenu, nowadays, shakinim, mitilos, beitzim, uparos, urobos. We understand biologically that these creatures do lay eggs and that they reproduce in the normal male-female fashion. They're not just spontaneously regenerating. So it brings down from the Michtav Me'elio, Satzal, Shekivan, Shedvorim, Elu, Mifuroshim, Chazal, since Chazal told us that there's certain halachas that apply over here to these creatures, based upon their understanding, Ein Hadin Mishtaneh, Machmas Hamitzius, Haniris, Acheris, Leinenu. So we don't change the halach around, even though we understand the facts differently. So we can say that they scientifically did not recognize what we recognize today, but that doesn't change the halacha. And even though we don't understand this, why should it be that the halacha is different over here for the parish and the kina? Nevertheless, we follow what Chazal tells us. And he writes, V'kosav, she'itochin she'kavonos Chazal hi shakinim nechshavos ke'ein paros v'robos, mipnei she'kein nira hadovel amarinayim. And he says, you can even explain it scientifically. He says, from their limited ability to see, it looks like they were not created from eggs. We have microscopes, we have better technology, we can see that they're created from eggs, but the point that the Chazal are telling us in the Gemara, based upon the science of their time, is that it looks like they didn't reproduce sexually, but had spontaneous regeneration. And therefore, that's why the halacha is what it is, even though we can tell from a scientific point of view that they do reproduce sexually. And he brings down as well from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shegam Bizmanenu Mutul Hargon, and therefore, even though one could argue that the din of Netilas Neshama should apply to them, nevertheless, we keep the halacha the way it was, because what's visible macroscopically, it doesn't look like they reproduce in a sexual fashion. So even though on a microscopic level they reproduce that way, it doesn't make a difference. We have this in many things. There are tons of bugs, little small microscopic organisms in water, in the air. We don't say that there's a problem with eating them or breathing them, because the halacha says you only recognize what you can see macroscopically, visually, and not with the aid of a microscope. And therefore, this halacha is perfectly consistent with science. On the other hand, you have the opinion of the Pachad Yitzchak Zatzal, Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal, who writes, Sheyesh lahachmir shelo lahagru kinim Shabbos. He says, nowadays, that we know it's scientifically different, you have to be careful not to kill the kinim on Shabbos, because they are included in the din of Netilas Neshama. And he brings this down as well from the Sefer Torah Shabbos. And there's also the opinion of Vayashev Zatzal, Sheyesh limonim, he said, because after all, if we know better scientifically, that's what we have to follow. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita adds that he's not sure what the halacha is over here. And it is brought down that he says you are allowed to kill the kinims based upon the Chazal's interpretation. Because even though they may reproduce with eggs, that's not considered the classical form of periyuvirivya. However, if you have lice on the head of a child, then it's causing the child a lot of pain. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, you can apply some sort of a shampoo or a spray on the hair to go and kill these kinim. Because in the setting of great pain, we certainly can rely upon the Pashtas din in the Gemara, shemutu laharo kinim. The Meshul Chochma adds in Dirshu foot number 73, Shehu al pi masha kosev Rambam Masefer Morin Ruchim, that this idea that they're treated differently over here, they're not considered as if they're creatures, he brings down from the Rambam, Shehaminim hanolodim mina efush va'ashbos, that creatures that come over here, what they thought was spontaneous generation, we know it's different, but they come from various types of garbage areas. They seem not to come from a Zohar and a Keva, and therefore they seem to come from places that normally don't have this type of reproduction, so therefore, muchrochem heim lahayotzer machmas teva habriya. They seem to come naturally, spontaneous generation, even though they may not. And therefore, heim nechshavim, not over here like a birya. They don't have the halachic status of a birya, even if we know scientifically that they do. Again, if one looks at things with a rational, halachic, as well as scientific mind, one can reconcile these issues, and there are really no steerers between science and halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created both. The issue number 70 has a lot of very important halachos. For example, b'yamos hachol, on a weekday, are you allowed to kill these animals? Is there a problem over here of tzar balichayim? and these various insects are potentially harmful to your food supply. So it brings out from Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igris Moshe, Shemutter, one is allowed to kill these creatures on a weekday. And one doesn't even have to not do this as a midas chasidus to show how nice a person you are. However, he does bring down that one shouldn't try to kill them with your hands, because this brings about an achzorius, this brings about a cruelty to a person to kill something. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita, Shemutu Laharug Bimos Achol, Achbor Hamafriel of any other. You can kill these animals or even mice if they're bothering people. However, if they don't bother you, then we have the famous tshuva from the No de Behuda that says, Ein bekach mishum iser tzar bar lechaim. While there may not technically be an iser tzar bar lechaim over here, the iser tzar bar lechaim only applies to cause pain to the animal, but technically not to kill it. Although the No de Behuda says it's not a good thing for a person to do. And the Arsameach says a similar idea in the name of the Eshkol. You are allowed to kill animals, even when the animals aren't necessarily bothering you. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Atzal brings down Sha'asulasus came Mishum Tzar Balechaim. There is a din of Tzar Balechaim over here. Dishavu number 71 brings down, what about putting some sort of a poison out to kill these animals or insects? So the Shelz Shus Shus Yaakov brings down that that's permissible. So you're only causing this indirectly, and you don't want the trapped animal, you just don't want it to bother you. However, Shelz Shus Elav Choshlomo says it's also to do this. This is considered that you're actually killing the creatures on Shabbos. To spray these bugs with a bug spray that will kill them, Shurva Yashiv says, also Lassus Kein L'chol Deos. Everybody would say that that's not allowed, because it's essentially a psych ratio that they're going to die when you spray them. If you're using a spray that will only cause them, so to say, to be faint, it's not going to actually kill them, it's just going to weaken them. So the Chazon Ish says, Afal Pishal Tzorech Bari also Lassus Kein Klal. You shouldn't do this for a healthy person. However, for a sick person or for a child, it would be permissible to go and spray these creatures and to knock them out, so to say. The Mokum Sheish Delis or Chalon Psukim, especially if there's a window or a door nearby, which these weakened flies will then fly out of. And so you're not really capturing them. And Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds, Sha'af Im Nechloshim Hazvuvim Umur Domim Mach Masaris. Even if they're essentially so weakened, they're almost like sleeping because of the spray before they can actually escape. It's still not considered trapping them over here. You're not intending to go trap them. You want to get rid of them over here, and that's why you left the window or door open. And therefore, it's not a psychratia that they're going to be trapped. To spray near the insects, but not directly on the insects. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Shita says that's permissible. And there's also the opinion of Rav Ozzer Zatzal Neshevet Alevi. She'em bozeh iser netilas neshama. There is no iser over here of netilas neshama. He did forbid it for other reasons. However, the Ketos HaShulchan says, she'osu l'raseis af shelo k'neged ha'chacharokim. You're not allowed to go spray near the insects over here. M'mnei she'itochen she'raseis betos k'neged ha'zvum. Because you may come to actually spray it on them if we allow you to spray it near them. This is also the opinion of Shelis Truvus Orlet Sion, Sha'asu Lassus Kein, and his reasoning is you're going to kill them anyway, even if you don't spray it directly on them, if you just spray it near them. But he does allow you to do this if the windows are open right nearby, and spraying it will cause them to escape rather than be killed. The Shelis Truvus Shus Yaakov brings another reason you can't spray the animals, and that's because he says the poison in the spray over here is Muktzah. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees with this, and he says that the poison over here is not mukta, because it has a purpose. You want it to spray over here to get rid of the insects that are bothering you. And while it may be forbidden to kill them over here, but this over here, mikol makom kasher matridim oso hacharokim ma'od, mutu l'harga m'shabbos. If they're really bothering you a lot, you are even allowed to kill them on Shabbos, kiven she'en ze ela groma b'melocha she'en tzrich l'gufa. By spraying over here, you have no need for them to have a dead insect near you, you just want to get rid of them. Another reason why the Minchas Shabbos says over here, in the name of the Shvus Yaakov, that you're not allowed to go and kill them, is because you're going to create a Graf Shari. You have all these dead insects around you, and you're not allowed to do that. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal over here says as well, that Ein HaCharokim Mesim Boso Mokom, since they don't die immediately when you spray them, therefore, you're not creating a Graf Shari, and L'chora Ein La'esor Mitam Zeh. He doesn't think this is a valid reason to go and not allow it. Finally, we finish off today's shiur with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the lo yimlenu biyado shem yargenu. Ella, what should you do? Yitlenu biyado v'yizrikenu. You should take them in your fingers and toss them away. Brought down the name of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So the Ramah is telling us over here, you can't crush them in your hands. You can't massage them in your fingers over here and kill them in that fashion. But you can pick them up and throw them away. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamites that you're doing this over here, lahatish kochan shelo yachzur elav, by crushing it in your hands. Your intention is not to kill it, your intention is to weaken it, that it shouldn't return. And therefore, the Ramah says, you may come to kill it, that's why it's not allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this further discussion can be found, With that, we will conclude today's shiur. We'll do part 2 of Sif Tes tomorrow.